It's Red Dirt Road on B104.7. I'm Chris. Just heard from Ragland. That was Couch Surfing, a world premiere on Red Dirt Road, and I don't get to say that very often, so this is like a notch in my cap. But we also have the band itself in studio right now. Guys, thanks for being here.
Yeah, what's thanks up, for having us.
Yeah.
Let's get
this.
Okay. Hello?
Yeah, there we go.
All right. So anyway, take two. That mic's not the greatest, so. All right. Take 500 in 3, 2, 1. It's Red Dirt Road on B104.7. I'm Chris. Just heard from Ragland with Couch Surfing, a world premiere, which I don't get to say too often. Or ever. I think that's the first time ever I've been able to say we've had a world premiere here on Red Dirt Road. But we have the band itself, Ragland, here in studio. It has been a hot minute, guys. Thanks for being here.
Hi.
Yeah, thanks for having us, dude. It's been like 3 years, man.
Yeah, no, 20 years in COVID years.
Yes.
Yeah. So fun fact, and I mentioned this off air, y'all were the last band we had in studio before COVID, and you're the first band back in studio after COVID. So we've gone full circle.
That's cool, man.
So hopefully everything gets better now.
Yeah.
Like just all over. We've gone full circle. You guys have had a crazy few years since we last talked.
Yeah.
like the band itself, and then also like personally, you guys have had just a crazy time.
Yeah, we like took a hiatus for a little bit, and we adopted a kid, and we finished a new record. So we've done a lot of stuff. We probably moved like 2 times too.
Yeah.
I'm in a college town. That's just kind of standard.
Yeah.
Speaking of music, man, you've got a new album coming out, Guardian. September 2nd is when it drops. Tell us about the album.
It's going to be 10 tracks. We've got a song on there featuring Sonny Sweeney. We recorded it all at our house. It was really really fun, and it was a really good experience. You get to hear a bunch of new songs.
When you recorded it at your house, did you have a studio already, or did you have to build one from scratch?
Well, I mean, we pretty much just built one from scratch, I guess you could say. There wasn't really any construction going on, but we bought the equipment to do it.
Assembled one.
Yeah,
no, it was cool. It was a cool process because, like, every record we've ever done, it's always been, like, stressing about how much money we have or time we have for studio or, you know, or we'd go somewhere. Like, the first record was in Austin, and we'd go there for 5 days, and we had, like, this very strict timeline. But this one, we
got to take as much time as we wanted.
We recorded over like the span of a year, and it's cool. Yeah, it's relaxed.
For the record, because I did not do this, I'm a terrible host. I admit this. We're talking to Sam and Autumn Ragland. Also, I'm new since you guys were last year. New member too.
Yes, this is Javen.
New old member actually.
Hi, I'm Javen Long. I used to fill in, and now I'm full time.
Yeah. Awesome. So, yeah, 3-man band here in studio. Let's talk the Sonny Sweeney collaboration. How did that come about?
Well, we played a show with her. We ended up getting an opening slot with her. And then I had this song that I thought she'd be perfect on, but I did not want to ask her to do it because I was like, there's no way that she's going to do that. And then Sam asked her behind my back and then told me, Sunny said she'd sing on that song. And I was like, no way. And that's pretty much it. Like, I was shocked, but she just said, yeah. I mean, it's a really, it's like real female empowerment song. So she hopped on pretty fast with that. She liked it.
Was she cool to work with?
Oh, yeah, she's amazing.
She's probably the coolest, honestly, as far as, like, you know, big star status as, like, you know, just being super humble and stuff. She's
She's cool.
Yeah, and there's a reason that her fans are just, like,
loyal.
Crazy. Yeah, loyal. Okay, we'll go with that. We'll go with loyal. Yeah.
Crazy sounds a little less
both.
Stalkerish. Better Be Lonely is the single, the first one off the album, and it's doing really well for you guys, man. You're like at, 28 on the Texas Country Music Chart, 37 this week, well, at least when I looked this week, on the T3R, 31 on CDX as of Wednesday morning. You guys got to be thrilled with the response to
who's
this.
Counting? I mean, really?
you are.
I am.
Yeah, you are.
You're logging on every morning.
Sam is constantly counting. But I'm always just like, oh, cool, that's really cool. But I'm just shocked that anybody was listening to it and it's on the charts anyway. Yeah. So anything for me is cool.
Well, yeah. I dig the vibe of it. I mean, it's kind of got a little bit of a grungy garage kind of sound to it.
Yeah.
I love that. It sounds, I did check out the video, too. I want to throw where did the idea for the fairy thing come from?
I don't know. I don't even remember coming up with that. I just thought it would be cool. Like, we ended up, like, the places that we were using to film, I just kind of came up with a story in my head that would fit what we were doing with it, and then I was like, yeah, let's do this. It was kind of like an anti-Cupid was sure. was the thought for it, so, yeah.
Yeah, and then it kind of ended up tying into the record because Autumn ended up, we ended up doing a photo shoot where Autumn was wearing wings, and then so all the other music videos that we're going to be doing for this record, she's going to be...
It'll involve like, that character.
Yeah, she's going to be like the quote-unquote guardian.
Okay.
And whether it's like in a good way or a bad way, but she's going to be kind of like this
yeah.
like, mythical creature.
The guardian
you'll see
of
it
her
progress.
Own agenda.
Yes, yeah. yeah.
You'll see it progress.
Yeah.
So kind of like, was it Tracy Lawrence or Tracy Byrd that did the Quantum Leap videos back in the day where it was the same character?
I don't know.
I always get those confused and I can't remember for sure, but yeah, I think it was Tracy Lawrence that did those.
We're back here, like, looking at her manager, because she's, like, 10 years older than us. And
so she,
we're like, okay, Mrs. 90s Country.
I just binged through a bunch of those. We did a 90s weekend at Memorial Day, and we're going to do one again on Labor Day.
Yeah.
And so I binged through a bunch of those videos, and they all came up. So.
Yeah.
also got on there. Again, we just heard Couch Surfing. Where did the title Guardian come from?
It's the title track on the record. I wrote a song called Guardian about just for my daughter, Allie, after we adopted her. And that's pretty much set the tone for the rest of the record. So
Cool. Well, you guys are also busy on tour. I mean, crazy busy on tour. You got dates booked up through Thanksgiving weekend. And you're all over the place. Texas, Oklahoma, you're up in Kansas a bit. In fact, you're going to be... And from here, you're going to Des Moines on Friday with the Wilder Blue.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Which, digging them, they got a song on the charts, too, that I'm really loving.
Yeah.
You're going to be opening for Diamond Rio and Colby at the end of the month. That'll be fantastic.
Yeah.
That's what we're telling. That's what they're telling us. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We did it last month in Texas.
It
was like 3,500 people's biggest crowd I've ever played in front of. And
it was good.
That was only a month.
Yeah. I don't know if there's 3,500 people in Kansas. But I hope they all show.
We have more than 3,500 people in Kansas, man.
It's 35,000. Come on, Tim.
Yeah, that's the lineup. Yeah. So we've got 50-something here. I mean, we can fill a football stadium on game day.
Heck yeah, man.
But no, you're going to be all over the place. How do you, just spitballing off of the top of my head here, how does being a new parent kind of work in with that? Like,
working with like traveling and
yeah.
stuff. I mean, we just have to have a good support system. We have a lot of family and friends that don't mind having her around pretty much all the time. So we just have to, and we have to, pick our battles per se. So like if we realize we're not home enough, we kind of got to situate stuff a little bit and just go home, let go of the opportunity and be with her.
Yeah.
So it's just about prioritizing and having good support.
Yeah. A good support system's like the foundation of it. And there comes times where you have to be like making choices about kids and stuff. Like, I think we're deciding to like cut off a few days of like a tour that we had coming up, you know what I mean? So it's kind of,
because we would just be gone too long, and we realized, oh, her first day of school is this day, we can't go out that day, we need to be there for the first day of school.
Right.
So yeah,
kind of postponing some stuff, moving stuff around, and it kind of makes it to where, I don't know, for us it's like, well, it's stressful, but it's cool. I mean, I had more hair last time I saw you, so.
I did too.
It's okay. It happens, man. Yeah.
No worries on that. You've also got Diamond Stone coming up. That should be fantastic. That should be awesome.
Yeah. I'm excited for it.
Yeah. Yeah, Morgan Wade, we're not playing the same day as her, but the day after we play the Kansas State Fair, like that morning, we're just going to like haul butt back to Tahlequah and just like try to catch the rest of
that. So we can be there.
Yeah.
It's almost a hometown show for us.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
And while you're at the Kansas State Fair, I'm just going to throw this out. You want to check out the Pronto Pups. Those are corn dogs that are as big as your arm.
Ooh.
I'm just throwing that out there right now while you're out there. Because that'll be September 11th, according to your website, your Instagram, if you will, because... I'm hip with the kids.
Yeah.
Hey, can I give a shout out to the pedal pushers?
Bro, they're everywhere.
We used to play like the Kansas Fair circuit.
We went on a tour with them.
We went on tour with them because we would play, and then they had this little, help me explain it. Like they had like these little tractors, and the kids get on there and they try to,
they know what it is,
push the pedals and see how far they can go. But they were at the same,
dude, we're rural Kansas, we all have seen the pedals.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, but we always used to talk about like how like they were the opening act, and then
because they would literally be at the exact same like festival or like
fair, the Kansas Fair, county fair that we would
that play. We would be at. We'd yeah. be like, okay, hey guys, what's yeah. up?
And then at the fair two or three years ago at the Kansas State Fair, like they had like the grand championship, so like the stands were completely filled with like 5-year-old parents, and we went on right after them, and then we took a picture for our Instagram and made it look like we played in front of like
a 2,000 people.
Yeah. And we're like, no, we're just playing after the pedal pushers.
Yeah.
Perception is everything. Yeah. If you had not have told me that, I would never have known.
Yeah.
Well, again, we heard couch surfing before we got you guys on air here, and you're going to do Better Be Lonely live.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So
it's just me.
Well, hey, let's knock it out.
Yeah, okay, here we go.
Talk without screaming. Well, baby, those are fighting words. I fix my tone and you fix your attitude. Right now, if you kiss my mouth, I bet you'll be thinking about all the other things you gotta do. You say you love me, but you never show love. Say you want me, but I'm always too much. So it shouldn't be surprising that I started believing that it's better to be lonely. Yeah, it's better to be lonely. Yeah, it's better to be lonely than to feel alone when you're with me. Conversations, we are not even listening, just talking to hear yourself speak. No more of your opinions about a situation you ain't ever been in, and opinions about me. You say you love me, but you never show love. Say you want me, but I'm always too much. So it shouldn't be surprising that I started believing that it's better to be lonely. Yeah, it's better to be lonely. Yeah, it's better to be lonely than to feel alone when you're with me. Wish I had your attention. Wish I wasn't competing with the way it feels to know your love. Hey, yeah, it's better to be lonely. Yeah, it's better to be
lonely live in studio with Ragland, Sam, and Autumn. We thank you so much for coming in. And guys, drive safe. And yeah, thanks for being here.
Yep. Yeah, thanks for having us.